episode.
Beautiful people, episode 175 of the Ignite Your Purpose Show podcast vlog, where two sexy gentlemen talk every day, all day, about all things health. Today we're going to go on a little bit of a somber note with everything that's happening down in California right now. Before we get into that, John, what is it we do and we talk about?
Well, normally in a chirpier voice than today, but we talk longevity. And put me on the screen. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. It's a mix of some mental, some physical, some spiritual knowledge to the best of our knowledge. And as we like to call it, the mind, body, soul trifecta. And it's always each and every day negative to positive. Now, as Max just touched on a few moments ago, California, there are, you know, there are some fires, wildfires that as a man in the UK, I'm not really somebody to tune into the media each and every day because it's sort of usually drama, doom and gloom. But I came across a post on Instagram by a guy called Rich Roll, who some of you may have heard of. Well, he lives in Calabasas, which is right in the middle of this this area where the fires are. And the other post of I'm just looking at it now, it's of a beach, I think it's called Zuma Beach, and there are three or four llamas tied up to a lifeguard tower on the beach. And it's a pretty stunning picture, but, you know, he wrote a few words there that kind of really sends it home to what's important. And my wife also, she said, well, and you know, we talk about this stuff every now and again, but not for a while. What's important? What would you take with you if the house is on fire? What is of value? So I'll read what Rich said, then I'll let Max dive in, and we'll have a conversation. But it's just to send out our love and our well wishes, and we hope everybody's safe, and those people that matter are sort of, you know, together supporting the community, whilst the brave firefighters and the servicemen and the fire service and the police are doing their best to keep all under control. So Rich said, thanks for all the well wishes. We are safe. Over the last few days, or the last day, I've spoken to many close friends who have lost everything they own. No credible intel yet on the status of our home, but I'm confident of one thing. Home isn't a place. It's a community of people you love. Losing everything material presents an opportunity. You can panic and wallow in fear, or you can choose it as an opportunity to grow. Embrace the truth that everything indeed is impermanent. Stuff is just that. It's your relationships that matter. Letting go isn't easy, but surrender and acceptance brings peace, a clarity that it's only your relationships and well-being that truly matter. And he said he's no master. Last night he didn't sleep, but he knows that strength only comes through weathering obstacles. And in his experience, there is always beautiful on the other side. His heart is with everyone striving to survive the apocalypse. He's with friends, and he's with the community that he loves. He's with the families who have lost, and with all the trapped animals, both wild and domestic. And he goes on a bit further. But it just goes to show that a man who's had it all, lost it all, built himself up into a very successful show, and potentially he's about to lose it all. And all that matters is that he is there with his family, with the loved ones, and surrounded by the community that he supports him each and every day. So, Max, hopefully you pulled one or two things out of that post. What to you? If the Canadian fire sprung up, what would you take? What would be important?
Well, before we get there, I will say I've been on evacuation notice three times, so I'll say something. But he mentioned two things: impermanence and the opportunity there. So it's funny. If you could look at it like, man, okay, I've lost everything. This means I have a fresh slate. Way easier said than done. But what he's, at least what I take he's alluding at there is, wow, the possibilities could be endless. You could, sky's the limit. You could start over, you could move, you could, endless opportunities, right? The three times I've been on evac, brother, I tell you what mattered. The most simplest things, toothbrush, toothpaste, clean pair of socks, clean underwear, and some soap. Each time, that's, and you worry about a place to sleep, man. Those are the, nothing mattered in the house. I mean, I guess if you had a credit card or some cash, maybe that'd be cool. But for me, I'm not one of those guys that has pictures on the walls of, me in 1775 with a big trout. That shit means nothing to me. So it wasn't pictures. It was being safe. Your being safe, right? The ones you love being with you. And yeah, at its base form, some of the things we take for granted every day, clean glass of water. And like I said, like toothbrushes and stuff, man, that was really important to me at that time. Like it was something for me to hold on to that made me feel fresh. I can't explain it, but yeah. John, what's your vibe?
Dude, that was really, really a refreshing thing to hear, and it made me smile a huge amount to take my toothbrush, because when it comes down to having nothing, if we can take care of ourselves and we can get ourselves dressed and we can be clean and hygienic, we've got our integrity. Maybe that's a huge thing, but just to be able to clean, I go 12 hours without a toothbrush on a flight sometimes, and that breaks my heart. But for me, it's Emma. That's it. That's the only thing in this whole house. One could
There
say
you
the
go.
envelope with the passports in it or the wallet. That just makes life convenient, and sometimes it's not convenient, and we just have to flee with, the clothes on our back and embrace the community that supports us. And hopefully we do have a community of friends that do support us. I'm just thinking about when I drive through Canada and there's a big black area, the scorched earth from where they've had the enforced fires. I'm not sure if that's the word. And there, life comes from the aftermath of the fires. And you see the pictures of this scorched earth and the fires 50, 100 feet into the air. Give it time, the Mother Nature will return, and it will regrow. I've been evacuated twice when I was in, not Brunei, in Belize for the hurricanes. Fortunately, we're in the army, and we just evac with 10 helicopters and 30 trucks, and we evacuated to a big camp. And for me, when it was there, again, it wasn't the stuff. It's the community of the guys, of the lance corporals, the privates, the sergeants, and even the commissioned officers, because with that family structure comes order, and we have the manpower to rebuild. Even if everything was destroyed, we've got each other, and we can just build with the community. It's people. It's people. And I truly, I don't use the word pray very often, but I pray for all the people, for all the animals in Southern California, that you all escape, and you do have that support from the community to rebuild, and to grieve, because that will also be a part of the process. That's about all I've got from the Isle of Man. Max has fallen off the other side of the call, so I'm going to say thank you for tuning in. Please send your love and your prayers out to those in Southern California, and we will see you on the next episode. Max is back. Do you want to say goodbye? I've just said goodbye, but you can say goodbye.
I do, and I want to leave with this, John. Perspective.
Great, great
When
work.
something that massive happens, whether it's fire, whether it's ice storms, whether it's hurricanes, whether it's floods, it puts everything into perspective really quick, and it shows how finite time is, how what we think matters doesn't really matter, and how important the little things are, John. So if we could all maybe just take a second and give our thoughts to everyone in the whole world, not just California, but going through what they're going through, you know what I mean?
Okay, Max, thanks for your time. I'm going to say goodbye, and we will see you next time. Be safe.
Appreciate you guys. See you tomorrow.